mí. ¡Nolan, ya viene!
The film came out on schedule, but no one expected that almost at the same time, Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi would be freed from house arrest and about to take a seat in Burma's parliament. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton hailed the development.
I did tell her in one of our recent telephone conversations she was moving from an icon to a politician. Having made sort of the same journey to some extent, I know that that's not easy, because now you go to a parliament and you start compromising, which is what democracy is all about.
Luc Besson's The Lady traces Aung San Suu Kyi's battle against oppression and her bravery going back to 1947, when she was 2 years old and her pro-democracy father, General Aung San, was killed by his opponents. Decades later, Suu Kyi was a housewife in England and the mother of two boys. She traveled back to Burma to tend to her ailing mother.
How long are you going to be away?
A week. Maybe two.
She never returned. She became a political activist. In 1988, she addressed 500,000 people at a mass rally in Rangoon and called for democracy. That speech is captured in Besson's film. Delivering it was a challenge for Michelle Yeoh, who plays Suu Kyi. The actress learned Burmese in 8 months.
That was the first time she spoke to her people to make them understand that she was her father's daughter. She's here for them. And even though, yes, she married an English man, even though she's lived away from her country, her heart was always with them.
One year later, Suu Kyi was placed under house arrest. She remained there for 15 years. Luc Besson says he had to recreate Suu Kyi's life in captivity with little information.
She's under house arrest. You can't go in Burma with, you know, except as a tourist. So it was very difficult to get the information. So we recreate the house with 200 pictures. We went on Google Earth. We measure everything, the distance from the lake, everything. So we recreate the exact same house, same curtains, same piano, same everything.
The Lady is also a love story. It looks at Suu Kyi's physical separation from her husband, Michael Aris, and his unending support. Aris is played by David Thewlis.
We'll be watching from the side.
Besson says the film's release, as Suu Kyi won election to parliament, was coincidental. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton watched the movie before she met Suu Kyi for the first time.
This is a terrific movie. One that I had the great privilege of watching on my way to Burma. And I particularly would like to thank the director for that honor. Movies have such a powerful voice in our culture, in every culture.
Michelle Yeoh manages to transform herself into Suu Kyi. The film offers audiences a good look at the Nobel laureate's unbounded sacrifice. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.